Hey, St. Louis, where can you go for the best selection on your new appliance purchase? Yes, that's right, Appliance Discounters, and we're now featuring The Art of Appliances by AD for that creative palette. See The Art of Appliances with a variety of color options along with the full line of Bosch appliances at our newest location in Maplewood at the Deer Creek Shopping Center. At Appliance Discounters, there's no limit on design and color options, and we want to bring these choices to our customers. Shop any of our six locations or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Good news, everyone!
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
There we are.
There we are.
Dan, you have our guest on the phone?
I'm getting her right now.
I'd like to start the show a special way today. You're about to know what that's all about here in a matter of hopefully seconds. Dan is getting someone on the phone, and I would like to make a point, but I need somebody to help me make it. And I don't want to start the story until he's just chatting it up over there. Dan, let's go. He just doesn't know how to just put somebody.
Oh, crap. I forgot to tell you. We'll kill a few seconds. Can we get out
at
57.50 again today?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay,
I thought you were going to say something else.
No.
No other discussion.
Yeah, right.
Dan, what are you doing?
He's in there laughing, talking on the phone.
He's laughing and talking. I need to... Like today,
he's still on the phone. I don't think he has.
Oh my goodness!
I don't think he has any idea we're on the air.
What?
I actually called Adam instead of Amanda.
Well, first of all, you're not supposed to be talking about who you're calling.
Oh,
but, and you were chatting with my son. Would you please just get her on?
Okay.
Oh my goodness!
Send your applications to frankopinion@yahoo.com.
Oh man. Wonderful.
Wonderful. I can't start my story until I have her on the phone.
Now she says that the number's not recognized.
Okay, so again,
they didn't dial it right.
Again, just to clarify, we've got to be at 57.50. Trying to kill some time.
Let me hang on.
If you can write it down.
Oh, okay, hold on.
Write it down.
Over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house
this
we go.
Unbelievable.
Trying to kill time here.
Okay, he's reading down the
Grandma
time we go.
Got
okay,
run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house.
Do you remember the? Do you know the 30
well,
puck?
It'll be Christmas pretty soon.
The what?
30-point buck. Can you sing that one?
No,
man, that's good.
No.
Well,
the next one's 99 bottles of beer on the wall. 99 bottles of beer.
I'm sorry, but I'm looking at Dan.
Hold on. 98.
I'm just watching Dan.
Well, that's good radio.
To see if he's doing what we getting what we
it's
need.
It's ringing.
Okay. Sorry, everybody.
It went to voicemail.
This is the world's worst producer.
Well, you got that right.
It went to voicemail.
Well, try it.
Jim Heber just texted me. He said this is going our best of archive.
Just try it again. Call it again.
I love this job.
Ladies and gentlemen, once we get this done and once we get the connection we need, it's going to be worth it. I'm telling you. It's not what you think.
You're selling high. Now it's going to have to be worth
it. No, it will be.
You're selling high.
Oh, it will be.
Mm-hmm.
It will. Well, he's talking to somebody.
No, I'm not.
No?
I'm not talking. Uh-uh.
Okay.
Oh. It's ringing.
I'm sorry, everybody. I mean, if I could edit all this out, I just wouldn't. Just start over.
Oh, see.
Maybe what we could do is... This is all about timing. If I start to tell you the story, maybe by the time I get to where I need my helper on the phone.
Dan doesn't want to go on. Dan answered the phone.
I don't need him.
She's feeding right now and can't hold the phone.
Oh, no.
Ask him to hold it up with the speaker to her while she's feeding the baby. Oh, my goodness. This is not that hard.
She's going on speakerphone. Okay, hold on.
Not that hard.
Okay, hang on a second. All right,
go ahead.
Lady, can you hear me, lady?
Hello.
Okay.
Hey.
Now, are you feeding the baby?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I just need you to hang on 1 second while I explain to people what we're doing, okay? Just hang on a second. Ladies and gentlemen, yesterday at the end of the show, I caught all kinds of flack from these morons because they said, you forgot to do Sleepy Dusty Del today. You didn't do it. You forgot it today. And they went on and on and on, all the big plans they had. Oh, hold on.
No, he would never. Okay.
Well, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I say he would never make that mistake.
No, thank you. Thank you. And now here to tell you why I didn't play it yesterday is my daughter, who's in the hospital, just gave birth to her first child. Go ahead. Tell them the call you made to me yesterday morning.
Well, I mean, I just gave birth, and I don't want my beautiful baby girl coming into this world hearing Sleepy Dusty Delta Day.
So you asked me,
I said, please do not play that. She does not want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I granted my daughter's wish. She's in the hospital.
What a dad.
Uh-huh. So that's what happened.
Yeah, one day.
Yeah, and
one
now
day.
You people have to feel like a bunch of losers.
I feel like a real schmuck, I tell you.
Amanda, this is your Funkle Dan. I've known you probably since you were tiny, and... I know. I can tell the tone in your voice that you are lying.
Don't you even dare.
That's just the drugs that they're pumping into me.
Yeah, the drugs make her sound like a liar. You know that truth serum they give you that, and it makes you tell the truth? Well, they gave her the opposite drug, and you sound like you're lying. But she's not.
I'm going to get Amanda a notebook as a congratulatory gift for giving birth, and I want you, Amanda, to count the number of times you lie in front of your children in this notebook, and I'm just going to go ahead and put the number 1 in there for you, and then you can fill it in for the rest of your child's life.
Wow, Amanda, I'm you know what? I'm actually glad you're exposed to people like Tim, and I want your little daughter, my granddaughter, to know that people like that exist, people who refuse to accept that.
Oh, she just had her first word. Fire Tim.
Wow, she's a genius. Talking at 2 days old.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
She didn't like him very much.
Well, a lot of people don't at first. She'll come around. Nobody else has, but she will. Well, thank you for setting the record straight, because I wanted to get this over with because I didn't want to sit here and deal with this all show. Well, you got Sleepy Dusty Delta yesterday. No, I did that for my granddaughter so her little bitty ears wouldn't have to hear the song that her mother, my daughter, hates. So I thought one day I could not do it so they wouldn't have to hear it.
I'd like to address, if he's listening, John Landoff. Because he accused me yesterday of being the suck-up on this team to you on this show, which I vehemently denied.
Well,
and Mr. Landoff, I want you to know that I realized Frank forgot to play the song yesterday and didn't say anything about it and was going to say something right at the end of the show. Uh-huh. And then Limey started to play the
outro
music, and Dan was going to, I hadn't even talked to Dan, and Dan was going to make funny as well, and I was going to make funny, and Limey cut both our mics off because we didn't let him in on it, that we were going to make fun of you. So, John, if you think we suck up to this man, it's the exact opposite. We were ready to chastise him and burn him at the stake yesterday.
Yeah, that's true.
And Limey screwed it up.
True, and they would have done that today. It would have carried over and been worse today had my daughter not stepped forward and told the truth. Oh, sorry, you're still on. Sorry.
This is Amanda's segment.
Hey, what do they call that hospital where you are? It used to be St. John's. It's like, what is it like?
Mercy.
Mercy what? There's Mercy South, Mercy West.
Mercy
what is
St. Mercy St. Louis.
Oh, Mercy. No more St. John's.
No.
Amanda, does your baby cry when you sing to it?
Oh, that's, you know what?
Wow.
Oh, man.
He doesn't want to hear your voice anymore.
You know what?
Amanda, I hate to say it, but please don't sing to her for a while. Because, I mean, her little ears, they need
no
to
baby
hear.
Needs that.
Yeah, they need to hear. She needs to hear perfect melody for a while.
Oh, I was hoping, Amanda, we need to put together a little, like, nursery rhyme type of singing thing for children. That could be huge.
You know what you could do?
Yeah.
All right.
The harmonica stylings of Dan Strauss for babies only.
Yeah.
Little baby songs on the harmonica.
For babies
only. In fact, when I let her go and finish the nursing thing. Oh, do you remember the name, Amanda, that I gave you that a listener sent me? There's a name for the very first poop the baby has.
Meconium.
Yeah. Did you know that, Limey?
Yeah. No, I didn't know it.
Really? I had to change that diaper.
Say hi to the baby's nurse, Julie.
Julie. Okay.
Hello, Julie. Hi, Julie.
Hello, Julie.
She's waiting for you guys to shut up.
Okay, well, we're on the air. We have a radio show. We have a radio show, and we're on the air. But thank you, and I'll see you and Charlotte at your house on Saturday, okay?
All right, love you.
All right, love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Well, how horrible you all must feel.
Wow.
And how stupid.
I'm looking for my...
Yep, ready to jump all over me for honoring the wish of a daughter in the hospital.
Right, we feel bad.
Well,
I do.
I hope so.
I don't.
So let me welcome, let me officially welcome everybody to the show. This is the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on this, the 13th of August, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Was it 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day?
I cannot wait until we get both channels back. See, you folks don't hear this, but sitting in here, we got a machine that's broken. And I almost think the hum is like...
Worth it.
Yeah, it's worth it. But for us, it's one ear is gone, and you feel like you're off balance or something. So welcome, and I don't know if Mr. Londo heard you or not, because he's actually getting a haircut right now.
What?
Yes. Apparently, the haircut thing is like a big deal by appointment. And only right. You know,
So you
got to take it when you can get it. So he said, would you do the commercial today? I'm getting the haircut. I just sent him a text back and said, what's a haircut? So because I haven't been in a chair for over 40 years, but that's where he is. And he's got a pretty thick head of hair. So I get it. And I know that a lot of guys, and I saw a lot of them when this COVID thing, they went for like 3 months without a haircut. Mm-hmm. And some of them actually liked it. I kind of like this look. No hair. And others couldn't wait to... Did you see Rocchio who worked? Did you see that guy? Mm-hmm. Boy, he got sheared down pretty good after mm-hmm. not having a haircut for a while. Mm-hmm. So welcome. This is Thursday. Here's what you need to know. Scott Sherman, attorney at law, will be with us in the 4 o'clock hour. And he's here to give you free legal advice. Doesn't cost a thing. I'm going to give you numbers, the numbers now. And those of you who are really smart... will somehow make a note of them or remember them, and you'll jump in right away, right after the news, and be ready to talk to Scott. Or you can call us now. We don't care. We don't have a plan. We never do. If you want to call, call about anything. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Now, the woman who wrote me, your name is Janet. She sent me a nice long email, and she said, yeah, just so you know, she said, kind of interesting, the first poop of a baby is meconium, and you knew that. Mm-hmm. And it's they're getting rid of the stuff they took in inside
yep.
mom.
Getting rid of all the stuff. It comes out like really dark gray or black, like Theo's was
or dark
black.
Green. Can yeah. be green, but it's real dark.
It's a weird color.
But it also doesn't really smell.
Mm-mm.
Isn't that interesting?
It's just bizarre, and for the first time, it's really... It's just odd
it's
to look at.
It's their only odorless poop. So yeah. enjoy
it. Enjoy it. Because yeah. it's all...
The rest of them stink
like
it's
all smelly
like
from there.
And meconium, again, for mm-hmm. anybody who wants to sound smart at the next party you go to. Yeah, my daughter just had a baby, and her husband changed that meconium diaper. And so I go, meconium, what's that? And then you know they're not aiming the PM. First mm-hmm. of all, that's a good sign. And you don't want to be friends with them.
Sounds like something that would be on a Italian restaurant's menu.
Yes. Yeah,
meconium. Mm-hmm. Or one of the elements, nickel, cobalt,
yeah.
meconium,
yeah.
titanium, gold,
sounds like a
silver.
Metal.
Meconium's yeah. went up, gone up. Yeah.
That's a nice ring. Well, it's 22 karat meconium.
Just got maybe, 20%.
Maybe they ought to find a way to like petrify that poop and harden it and turn it into jewelry. It's my little baby's first poop, and you have a...
Get a little bronze turd.
Yeah, oh. a little real...
A bronze turd.
A meconium ring or meconium necklace or bracelet.
The
or
necklace
something.
Would be cool, yeah.
Meconium necklace. Yes, it's 100% meconium. So you have our numbers. We don't have yours. We can't call you folks. You have to call us. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. This is Dan Strauss, everybody.
It's very disturbing. You're welcome. Right now. Thank you so much. Very disturbing right now. I cannot find my harmonica.
What?
What?
It is not in my briefcase.
Uh-oh.
All right, let me
I'm going to have to go out to my car.
This
and
is not
check
this.
When we were
break.
At the other station, and you know this, mm-hmm. on more than one occasion, people stole things pertaining to our show.
They did.
They stole sound effects. They stole music drops. Yeah. They did. And we know they did because they were jealous. Mm-hmm. Now we got to find out who's doing it here. Somebody took your harmonica.
Yeah.
And thank goodness you may have a spare in the car.
It may have fallen out, but yeah, I will look in the car.
No, let's go with somebody here stole it.
Okay, someone here stole it.
And if you have another one in the car, I'd like a preview of the baby's songs on harmonica. Because that's got to be a soothing thing for babies. Help them sleep.
Yeah, and it's a certain tone on this harmonica that I use.
It's very... Well, the tone, Dan, is generated by the user.
Mm-hmm. I believe the word is melodic.
Thank you.
Oh, very melodic. Nice. Very
In the days of COVID-19, I can't think of anything I'd less want to steal than a used harmonica.
Well, Tim... Some people aren't very smart.
Whoa. Probably super fans, you know, wanting a piece of the show.
You ever anybody do that? Like they go, here, you try it. And like they try the harmonica after they've spit in it. Here's another thing I don't like. And this has happened more than once. You're at dinner with people. And maybe somebody else, and it's usually a female, and she goes, here, try this. And she hands you some on her fork.
No,
I don't even want a piece of it if you cut it off where you had cut with the fork that had been in your mouth. I'll take a piece of the other side of it that you haven't touched yet.
Would you do that if it was your wife? If she did that?
Oh, sure, I would.
Try this.
Sure.
Okay.
But here's the other thing they'll do. That looks good. Let me, and they'll reach over with their fork and take a little bite of whatever you're eating.
I get you.
There are people that do that too. Yeah. I don't like that.
And they
either.
Don't even ask.
No.
No,
before you know it, it's done.
But what I had happened yesterday, I decided to go to get some breakfast.
Great story. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow. Dad.
Anybody else?
I was going to a drive-thru, and it was McDonald's. Location is
undisclosed.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. So I went to the McDonald's. I pull up to the drive-thru, and I said, I would like a bacon, egg, sausage, biscuit with a chocolate milk. And I was going to get a large iced tea as well for Sandy because she likes the large iced tea. So,
that threw him for a loop because that's not a standard order.
No, but the guy reads the order back to me and he says, okay, you want a bacon? No, you want a biscuit value meal, just a biscuit value meal with a Diet Coke. I said, not even close. No, I want, and then you know how when things get kind of array or goofed up like that, then you start talking like this.
When things get array.
Yeah, kind of nuts.
Go awry.
Yeah. Go awry.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Gotcha, bud.
Stay in school, kids.
Okay, yes. So I said, I would like a bacon, egg, cheese, biscuit with a chocolate milk. And the guy says...
Yeah, that's right. He included that. Don't worry about that.
He says, okay, bacon, egg, cheese, biscuit, and a Diet Coke. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no! Mm-hmm. So I finally get the order right, and I pull up to the place to pay, the window to pay, and the guy says, did you have the chocolate milk? I said, yes. He goes, I've been asking every car for who had the chocolate milk, and this was a different guy. And I said, can you read back the order for me? And he said, yeah, a McGriddle.
Wow. A McGriddle.
A McGriddle value meal.
Well, this guy.
And I'm like,
the worst.
Nope. So I changed it. And then I made her check at the window that I had the right order. But
nothing makes you madder than you drive away and then you go in the bag. Wrong. Wrong order.
I've had that before, and you know what I do? Even if I get all the way home, I will turn around and go back.
Not me.
Oh, it will drive me out of my mind.
By the way, my favorite thing, sausage McGriddle. It's my favorite breakfast. Oh, my God.
I do like the pancake sausages, and I'll see that.
It's like, well, if you like pancakes and sausage, that's a sausage McGriddle. Yeah. It's a piece of sausage between two pieces of pancake, basically.
Yeah, with really syrup good. Kind of.
Yeah, yeah right. Dipped, like in dipped in syrup, right.
Have you ever had the Panera Bread Company quiche?
No.
It's made with croissant dough. an egg, and it comes in like a circle. It is unbelievable.
That sounds really good. I like that croissants.
Yeah.
I like a croissant.
Yeah, I like quiche, too.
Mm. Anything else, Dan?
No, that's about it.
You know, I don't know why, but my favorite thing that I used to do at the speaker at the drive-thru, I haven't been able to do for a while because apparently they fixed the problem. But I think there was a time where you drive up, and it was distorted, either because the speaker was bad or the person didn't know how to use the microphone. Here, it sounded like this. You pull up, and you go, and I used to.
I had no idea what they would say.
Well, here's what I used to do. And I love doing it, and I'm kind of upset that I can't do it anymore. And my wife hated this when I did it. I pull up, and they'll go, I do this. And the guy go, what? And I go, what? And my wife would go, stop that. I go, well, they need to learn. You can't understand them. That hasn't happened for a while.
One thing that annoys me now is when you go to a drive-thru, you get that automated. As soon as you pull up, you get that automated, hi, welcome to such and such. Thank you for ordering. So
a lot of people don't know that person's not even there.
I know. It gets me. So I'll go to read my order, and then I get this. This is me, what is so good?
Yeah.
Like, oh, different person. Well, you know, what the hell are you greeting me for then?
Nah, I wish they'd go back to the distortion. I enjoy doing that. You haven't been able to do it for a while. We have a couple of calls. Tim, did you have something?
I was just going to offer, and this is something you don't know about me, but if Dan can't find his harmonica and you have a need for harmonica, I can play a harmonica without a harmonica.
What?
Using your nose?
What?
I can't.
What?
Whoa.
Yep. I can't.
What? Well, now you can't.
Tarnished.
Now you can't leave us in suspense.
What in the Sam Hill?
I'd like to hear this.
Okay, this is. I can do several songs on harmonica without an actual harmonica in my hand. This is "Take the Long Way Home" by Supertramp. Are you ready?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I was kidding. The best part was the visual. That wasn't bad.
I can do better. That actually was.
Well, you're
not
under
my
pressure.
Best. That wasn't my best. I can do better.
Under pressure. That wasn't bad.
Yep.
Wow. I do have this on my. I downloaded an app on my phone, and I've had this, so I have.
Oh my goodness! Look at that.
Is that
I have that app, but I didn't know, use your mouth to do it.
Yeah.
What?
Just phone. Look at it.
Yeah,
show. That's his phone.
I need this app. I need
unbelievable.
To find this app.
That's awesome.
I need to find this app.
Well, here. Right for now, just for the baby, what's a baby?
Twinkle, little star.
Well, or rock-a-bye baby. In the treetops. When the wind blows. Play that, Dan, if you would. Little Charlotte's listening. When the wind blows.
The cradle will vibrate.
The cradle will fall. Down
we'll come, baby.
That's it. Unbelievable. Yeah. Was there ever a worse song that made its way through generations than "When the Bow Breaks, the Baby Will Fall"? It's like the death of a baby.
And down will come, baby, cradle it all,
crashing to the ground, probably dying. What a great song! Who wrote that thing, and how did that ever get legs? I'll never understand it. We have a call. Our numbers again are. And you need them later for Scott Sherman, 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Brian, welcome to 590 The Fan, but I don't need to welcome you if you're our regular Brian.
I'm one of your regular Brian.
Oh, it's not the same guy. Well, welcome. Welcome, Brian. What can we do for you?
Well, I'm AMN TM.
That's good to hear.
I took your advice on a movie.
Hold on. Whoa, Darth Vader. Hang on. We couldn't hear anything past the word advice. Try it again.
I took your advice on a movie, and I just wanted to make a couple comments on it, if I could.
Sure. Go ahead.
It was a movie called Taking Chance.
Yes.
Ooh. Yeah.
And yes. My first comment is, if you can watch that movie and keep a dry eye, there's
something wrong with you. Yes. You're missing something. That is my absolute, that and Saving Private Ryan. Two different movies, but that is probably my number one military movie ever, Taking Chance.
Right. And the other thing is, another thing I got out of it was all the, like, the unrest you're seeing in all these other cities in this and everything. It seems like it's going to the pot.
Yeah.
the people that were in that movie, the reverence and the respect they showed that young man and Bacon's character that took that young man back home, and then all the people in between that were so so reverent to him and Bacon's character, and people back in his town that filled that whole auditorium at that school. I mean, that's the real Americans that,
well,
I know.
It is. And here's what, for people who don't know the movie, it's really educational because you learn things you never knew. Would you agree about the whole process and the care that's taken in getting the body of a dead soldier from there to home every step along the way, and you learn things you never knew, and everything you learn will make you feel better about this country. We need it now.
It's a true story, right?
It is a true story, but it allowed them to show us. I got to tell you something, Brian. The part that maybe got to me the most was where they show with that tiny pressured water nozzle cleaning the blood off the buttons and the wristwatch of that dead soldier. That got me, because we don't realize there are people that do that every day. They're in charge of cleaning up the mess and the blood so that when that body is transported, there's not a wrinkle in that uniform. There's not a speck of dirt or blood. It's pristine and perfect, so that's how the family views it. It's incredible. I'm glad you saw it.
Yeah, it made me feel, it was sad for the young man, but it made me feel really good about seeing the real Americans that are in that movie.
And there's not really much going on now to make you feel good, so good time to watch that movie, because everything else I'm seeing is, I don't even believe it. I just can't believe what people are doing. I can't believe the disrespect to the country, to the police. I don't get it. I know that some people have not been treated equally. I get that. But the solution to that is not what they're doing. It's not going to help anything. So I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, thanks, Frank.
You bet. Thank you, Brian. Okay. Have you guys seen it?
No, not yet.
I have.
Taking Chance. It's the most powerful. You watched it?
No, worth a watch. I'll check it out.
I've watched it 5 times. It's the most powerful military movie I've ever seen. And there's no battle. There's no special effects. It's just the experience of following that body and the guy that accompanies it and the respect along the way at the airports, everywhere along the way, people stop when they know what it is that they're transporting dead. So everybody stops. Right. Hand over the heart, salute.
They
the
stop
thing.
And understand.
Yeah. And hopefully, if we ever lose that, we're screwed. We just are.
Did you hear, and I talked to a friend of ours today that's a police chief in Baldwin. Did you hear that people broke into the Baldwin police station and they stole all the toilets? The police there have nothing to go on.
Okay, and then what do you think will happen?
The police there have nothing to go on.
Yeah, and what do you think will happen?
They just have nothing to go on.
No, we get it. We got it.
I have breaking news.
And now breaking news from Tim Woodburn.
Oh, well, wrong one.
I can't.
Sorry.
That was breaking something else.
There we go.
I was breaking wind.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt the passing of gas to bring you this breaking news. Let's go live to Tim Woodburn. Tim?
Thank you, Frank. I'm down here in 590 News Central. I just took my headphones off and left the studio because a gentleman entered our studio, and he had a delivery bag of pints of ice cream for Bill Cleveland, who's not here. And I'm wondering if we should eat them before he gets here.
Bill, what flavor?
It's Clementine's ice cream.
Why to Bill?
I don't know.
It's not his show.
No. I asked him. I said, "Is there any money owed to you?" He said, "No, it's been paid for." I said, "I'll accept the
money." Who paid for it?
I don't know.
I imagine Clementine, so they get a mention free, which they're doing now. That's smart on their part.
Because I know Bill's too cheap to buy us ice cream. No, he wouldn't do that.
Bill mentioned them on the air, I think, the other day.
Here's the dilemma. Here's the dilemma. Do we tell Bill, sorry, but the freezer on the refrigerator is broken. We didn't want it to melt, and we ate it. That's one choice.
I vote yes.
Okay. That's like the joke. It's like the joke where the guy said, the psychologist says to the guy, he goes, now, let's say that you could either A, sleep with your wife, or, and the guy goes, B!
Frank just issued a team vote as to whether we should eat it and not tell him.
Well, I mean, tell him
the freezer broke.
Just eat some of it. We've got gooey butter cake. We've got chocolate cabernet. We've got one called Blue Moon. Don't know what that is, but I'm interested.
Blue Moon.
And not then, I'm guessing like a banana rum type thing, or banana type rum type thing.
Is there four in there?
Yeah, there's four in there. Well, I mean, there's four of us.
What's wrong with this picture? This is a guy who has one little segment. We're here the whole show, and he gets the ice cream.
Well,
I'm pretty sure we've mentioned Clementine's ice cream. Clementine's ice cream quite a bit.
Well, we just did it again.
Yeah.
I think if you give him a free plug, we get to eat it.
Clementine's.
I mean, that's a lot of ice cream for Bill.
Seriously,
I mean,
it's in the freezer. I hope it's in the freezer.
Yeah, it's in the freezer.
Oh, okay, good.
It's full pints.
Oh, he's calling you right now. He's probably saying, go ahead, eat the ice cream.
Hold on, hang on.
Who's calling?
Let me put him on the speaker.
Oh, this is live breaking news.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, you jerks. I'm actually driving to the station right now.
Oh, I'm getting the spoons now.
Gotten the ice cream for our trivia segment today, but now I'm not giving you guys any of it.
Oh, what? Well, how are we still here?
I have possession of it now.
I was supposed to be there at 4:00. I'm headed to pick it up right now, and apparently they came early.
Possession is 9/10 of the law.
That's right.
I was doing a nice thing, and you guys are all jerks.
Wait, are we going to do trivia about ice cream, or is this a reward?
Wait, hold on a minute. We haven't eaten it. We haven't done anything bad yet. We haven't eaten it yet.
Okay.
When will you get here, you think?
In about 3 minutes.
Let's eat it in 2 minutes.
I can eat it in 2 minutes.
Oh, I think we can eat it all in about 2 minutes.
I think I can get there. No,
it's in the freezer. We won't touch it. Don't judge us. See, you misjudged us. It's fine. It's in the freezer.
Now how do you feel?
Hey, Jax. Okay,
yeah,
Scott just came in and he's eating it right now.
Scott's eating it?
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me.
That's hilarious. Hey, Jax.
I now get a text from John Londoff. Do you know how much money you've saved on hair products and haircuts? Think about that. I actually did calculate that a couple of years ago. I just took. Well, let's do it now. What's the average? What's that haircut cost? Let's say over 40 years, the
20
average.
$20.
$20. 40 years, 10. Average.
Yeah.
Okay, 12. Then. 12.
So, by
12.
The way, Scott said the ice cream is delicious.
Yeah, good. So 12. How often do you get a haircut? Every two
4 weeks. Months? Yeah, 1 month.
Okay.
I cut my own hair.
3 weeks.
$12 times 12. That's what? $144 times 40.
Yeah.
That's like $5,000. Yeah. Okay. Save a lot of money.
Wow.
Well, it depends on where you go. John.
He goes to the high end. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Beverly. $5,760. That's what I'm saying.
Way to go, yeah.
Oh, he goes to the Beverly Hills kind of place.
He's probably $50 or $60 worth because they probably, you know, color his hair. And then
asking about his day, massages his earlobes,
you know,
things
what?
Like that.
You just said, you just implied that he dyes his hair.
Do you remember that? Just for
You're
men.
You're going to have to deal with that.
You'd always see those commercials, just for men.
Just for men.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, do they still make that now?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah, sure. There was a commercial on just like last night I saw it.
Oh, wow.
She'll never know. Yeah, when it comes off on the pillow, she'll know. So, speaking of Londoff, let's just talk about the man in the barber chair. They even call it a barber. People don't even call them barbers anymore. I do. He is the owner and the proprietor, the chairman, CEO, general manager, and all that stuff of Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. They now have a satellite store. That's the Autoplex in St. Peter's. It's 70 and 79, and that is the place where they sell only pre-owned. Ladies and gentlemen, this is like the shortage of pick one of the things that during World War II there was a huge shortage of. This is kind of like that. There is a real need for pre-owned vehicles. And they have a lot for you to choose from, but they need more. And you may be driving one of the ones that my son just sold his truck for $6,000 more than he was offered for it 3 months ago. Oh. Yeah, a good thing he kind of held on because you can't find them. You can't find them. So here's the deal. If you have a vehicle and you're in the market at all to upgrade, get something a little newer, or get a new Chevy, this is your time, because you add to that fact the fact that interest rates are low. I mean, really low. And then throw on top of that gas prices. Gas prices are low. Now, all the people that scream when gas gets to $3.50, they go crazy. They're going to forget that for this long stretch, gas was, for me, as low at one point when I filled up as like $1.89 somewhere. And now it's in the twos. Let's try to remember that and remember that life is a balance and things kind of balance out. So when it goes up again, don't act like it's the end of the world, because we had a lot of time here to fill up lots of tanks at a very reasonable price. But the gas prices, I'm sure, are hurting the hybrid business and the electric car business. But they're causing people to buy vehicles that they might otherwise have not considered, because they think, well, it doesn't get great gas mileage. They don't care right now because gas is inexpensive. And again, interest rates are low. So do this. If you're in the market for a vehicle, just make us this promise if you're AM and the PM. Otherwise, you're just saying you are, and you really aren't, that you will include Johnny Londoff in your shopping. If you're shopping for pre-owned, you still include the Autoplex over in St. Peter's. That's it. That's all we ask. You can check them out 24/7 at Londoff.com. Does anybody else have anything to say? Limey, come on.
No. I thought I had something for the Burke segment, but it's gone now. The ice cream just kind of threw it off. Bill's here now, though.
Yeah.
So
you also were probably going to beat up on me for, because you thought I forgot the Sleepy Dusty Delta.
Now,
now you know that. I didn't.
I know. I would never make fun of you, because I know you like to keep us on our toes, you know, if things planned.
There is a... we mention regularly the companies that are going out of business. It's not a good thing, but I look at it kind of like the way, you know, when Walmart started to take off. Oh, my God, people went, oh, Walmart's putting mom and pop stores out of business. You heard that all the time.
Right.
It's capitalism. It's evolution. It's the way of the world, and it's just the way things fall. And now they say, oh, Amazon, nobody's going shopping, and look at all these stores that are closing. And then we just found out that Steinmart is going to close almost all, if not all, of their 300 stores. I saw last week where, and this name won't mean anything to some people, Briggs & Stratton has filed for bankruptcy. Since I was a kid, the only name that I ever knew when it came to lawnmower motors was Briggs & Stratton.
No,
I didn't know another name. Mm-hmm. In fact, I believe if you bought a Sears mower, a Craftsman, it was still a Briggs & Stratton, and they put their name on it.
Yeah.
This was a huge name in small engines.
Wow.
And I hate to see that. I don't know why. Because Amazon delivery in no way would have anything to do. It says Briggs & Stratton, founded in Milwaukee in 1908, filed for bankruptcy.
Man.
And it's the largest manufacturer of small gasoline engines. They have sold more than 125 million engines. And they have filed for bankruptcy. Now, what does that mean? Do people stop cutting their grass? I don't get it.
I don't know, unless other...
Well, I guess they're using...
there's other lawnmowers. Honda makes a lawnmower.
Well, you know
there's
what?
So many different businesses. No, I think a lot of people get right on those.
There's their website, or an evaluation of their website says that they plan to close two manufacturing plants, citing failing demand for outdoor power equipment. Hmm.
I don't know that it's for outdoor power equipment as much as, like Dan said, you got Honda, you have Steel. These are all names of small engine products, like a Toro. All this stuff has come along. But again, when I was a kid, those names didn't exist. I remember remember Lawn Boy? Whatever happened? You ever hear that? It was a green lawnmower.
Yeah, it still exists.
But you never hear of them. They used to advertise like crazy. Oh, he's got a Lawn Boy. Because it was, if you had a Lawn Boy, you were like a couple of notches ahead of the neighbors, buddy. You were driving the Cadillac.
Oh, wow.
Lawn Boy was a big deal. And Toro was a big deal.
They're still in business.
Yeah, that meant you paid a little more for your lawnmower than the Briggs & Stratton guy. Because the truth is, up until at least even recently, you could still find at Menards or somewhere a Briggs & Stratton basic power mower for $100.
Yeah.
Maybe $89. You could. And it was your very basic pull the rope, no controls on the handle, but it was a lawnmower.
Right.
With a blade, a motor. Yeah, it did the job. I remember the first time I saw a self-propelled mower.
Oh,
thought,
man.
Ooh. One of our neighbors got one. We didn't even have a power mower, so I thought, well, this is.
With the spinning blades?
Put, well,
that's what you had?
Yeah, the old real type. So I saw my neighbor, he pushed a lever forward, and he says, watch this. And he let go, and it just went up by itself. And I thought, oh, my God, this is unbelievable. How what could get better than this? Well, right. I'll tell you what got better. Remote control lawnmowers. You program the yard as a GPS thing and sit back in the hammock and watch the thing cut the grass.
I've seen them. It's like a Roomba, but for your garden.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's exactly like that.
And once you lay out the you know, perimeter,
yeah,
yeah. It knows where it has cut, and it does the whole thing by itself. So
pretty incredible.
So something did come along better than that.
I remember the first time I tried a self-propelled lawnmower. I wasn't ready for it to just take off.
It got away from you.
Yeah, you're like, whoa. And
you kind of freak out and get scared because if it takes off, it gets away from you and then runs over a, you know, somebody's kitten or something, you're in big trouble. Boy, I loved cutting the grass. I can still, the smell of it and a can of gasoline.
Found it to just be like therapeutic.
It's I love
you just walking in a straight line. Everything looks nice behind you.
At 15, I got up when the sun came up. I filled that thing up and I hit the sidewalk walking, and I hit all of the neighbors that let me cut the. And I would cut till dark, and I racked up some cash for a kid. And every yard, I still remember the prices. All of my yards started anywhere from a dollar. My biggest customer had a big yard. $2.75. Took 3 hours. Yeah.
Wow.
I still remember that. And at the end of the day, I was beat, dirty, but man, I had a pocket full of money. I'd have, you know, $8-$10 for the day in my pocket. And a big thrill was to convert ones to fives, fives to twenties. I don't think as a kid I ever had a $100 bill, but when you got a 20, whew,
what'd you spend on?
I spent it on movie theater tickets. I spent it on a bicycle. I don't remember, but I was able to buy the stuff that my parents couldn't buy. Right. Because if I...
You were able to treat yourself.
Yeah, and I would have waited a long time if I'd said, Daddy, can I have a whatever? No, we don't have the money. So I just got a lawnmower, and I paid for the lawnmower. My dad didn't buy it. Our first power mower, he didn't buy it. I bought it.
Just
$80, Craftsman from Sears.
Just throwing out there, we got a minute.
John has a reason why maybe Briggs and Stratton is going bankrupt.
Okay, well, we can do that, and I'll pick up this thing on the other side. John, I have 50 seconds. It's all yours. Take it away.
I have a neighbor that has gone electric riding mower, electric string trimmer, and electric blower.
Well, good for him, but no thank you. And that may be part of it. That could explain part of it.
Well, I think that's coming.
Well, it's coming, yeah. But not in my lifetime, at least not where the majority of people have them. But that makes sense because I've seen, and I do like the idea of slapping the charged battery into the weed eater instead of supposed to gas.
Unless it's got a cable, it's not strong enough to get through the weeds like a gas-powered weed whacker.
I agree. John, thank you. That's probably a really good idea. That's a good reason. Thank you. I appreciate it. You too. Sorry to have to cut you short. Stay with us, folks. 4 o'clock, Scott Sherman of 590 The Fan.
For all of your eye care needs, see Dr. Michael Jones at Quantum Vision Centers, 1-866-260-EYES. Dr. Jones is a longtime friend of the press box and practices complete eye care in the metro area. From routine eye exams to LASIK and custom cataract surgery, Dr. Jones can get it done for you. He is board certified in ophthalmology and assistant professor at St. Louis University. He sees patients at several locations in the St. Louis area. 1-866-260-EYES, and when you call in, tell him Frank Cusimano sent you.